FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Grade R educators who haven't received their April salaries should expect them on Thursday. That's according to Teachers Union SATU, who's been engaging with KZN Education on the matter. SATU KZN's Nomarashia Galuza said the department's promised teachers will receive salaries if a special payment run from the Premier's office is approved.
The feedback from the department is that they've been granted a special run and they are processing, so we're looking forward to those payments.
She's hoping issues like delayed salaries will be avoided once the Bella Act is fully implemented, because it will make Grade R attendance compulsory.
Implementation of the Bella Act will assist, because we will not have Grade R practitioners that have their contracts terminated every March or end of the financial year. Also, whilst they are working on the implementation of Bella Act, what they can do is to remove the end date and on the system, so that they continue working and they only remove those that are retiring or those who have left the Grade R to other phases of the department.
And members of parliament have raised security concerns over the e-voting system proposed by the Independent Electoral Commission. The IEC appeared before the Portfolio Committee on Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs yesterday. The IFP's Zuzifa Telezi said the timing for e-voting has not yet come in South Africa.
We've been guilty of this from time to time as South Africans, rushing ahead of ourselves and punching above our weight. Would the IEC maybe give assurance that this would be 100% seepage free in terms of for error, in terms of fraud?
The EFF's Hlengiwe Mkhalipe also echoed the sentiments.
This e-voting has been introduced or tried in other countries. What do you want to hope to achieve differently from those countries such as Namibia? And I'm very happy because it's one of the African countries. We have tried and said, no, it's not working for us. Secondly, we have a problem of load shedding. We have a problem of networking.
The IEC took the MPs through potential benefits of the system, like boosting voter turnout, youth participation, and cutting down on expenses. And abroad, it's understood at least 53 people have been killed, including 22 children, in airstrikes in Gaza. Israel says among its targets was a Hamas command center beneath one hospital in Khan Yunis yesterday. The IDF's also issued evacuation orders for three ports in Yemen following attempted missile attacks from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Sky's Middle East correspondent Ali Bankhall says the military is likely to take action.
We know that the Americans have pulled back from that. They've struck a deal with the Houthis, so the Americans are no longer attacking them, and the Houthis say that they won't attack Red Sea shipping, but the Houthis have said they will continue attacking Israel as long as the war in Gaza continues.
Your top story, Grade R educators who haven't received their April salaries should expect them on Thursday. That's according to Teachers Union SATU, who's been engaging with KZN Education on the matter. Find more news at ecr.co.za. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.